This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So much news coming out of the White House. Obviously, the easing of tariffs with China and a pause, which is, that doesn't mean there's a trade deal. It just means the stuff that was put in, they're easing off on. So, but the markets are ripping this morning, close to 3% in the S&P 500. That plus maybe an announcement today on drug prices, maybe talks late in the week on Ukraine and Russia in terms of some sort of peace deal. And oh yeah, the president got a brand. He's going to get a plane from Qatar that he can use after he leaves the White House. Anyway, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News. Jill on Money. I go. Good morning. First of all, how are you?
Good morning. I like coming and talking to you about, you know, an actual deal-ish. I call it an ish deal.
But it's not a deal. They're just,
it's not a deal. It's not.
And all
it's
he does is he puts the tariffs in place, then he pauses them, and then, you know, claims the victory. But, I mean, the thing is, this adds literally, because I saw on CNBC my former colleague, Lori LaRocco, she wrote a piece how these ships that are supposed to get the tariffs, and we're just starting to really arrive at our ports. Mm. So now that if they arrived yesterday or today, they're not going to get 145% tariffs. They're going to get 30 or whatever it is.
10 or 20, depending. I don't even know how that's applied. Hey, just by the way, the fabulous Lori LaRocco, I want to just point out.
She's great.
Anyway, so one of the things that's important here is, like, there's a difference between what actually happens and the difference between the market reaction, right?
Right.
So let's just talk about what has actually happened. As you said, 90-day freeze. So during this 90 days, what both sides have agreed to is to take these tariffs, these extreme tariffs, down. So that means that the tariffs that the U.S. has imposed go from 125% to 10%. 10% was what kind of the market was expecting and the world was expecting when Trump came into office. That separate 20% tariff that the president imposed, remember he described it as like China's role in the fentanyl trade, that is in place. And I don't know whether that means that there are certain things that are going to be subjected to that 20 or it's a blanket 30. I don't know that. Then, of course, China on the other side said, okay, well, if you're cutting, we're cutting. We're going down from 125 to 10%. It's in place for 90 days while talks continue. But, you know, I have to say, this to me is just a beautiful example of how stupid these tariffs were in the first place. That, in fact, when we look at what we are going to agree to, like, couldn't we start with this?
Yeah.
Couldn't we just say, hey, this is what we're doing? And to basically say, as promised, when we actually were when we were campaigning, we're going to a 10% tariff. Like, the fact that this escalated so quickly shows a terrible negotiation stance. It's just awful, because what it did was it really put the U.S. economy on its back foot and slowed us down at a time we were already slowing down. So hopefully, if they get a deal within 90 days, and this is where things end, like, let's just pretend it's, you know, 20 days from now, and this is what we have. I think that the U.S. economy can absorb this. I think that markets will absorb this. I think people will be able to absorb this. It's not going to be great news for consumers in the end, at the end, but it won't be bare shelves during the holiday season.
Right. Yeah. We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money. Just go to jillonmoney.com, and we'll get to her advice for recent grads in just a minute or two. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, for me, it's going to come down to what will actually change in our trading relationship once some sort of deal is agreed upon. I of course I'd like to have better, you know, fairer trade with China, and I think that we have had lopsided dynamic because we're obsessed with cheap goods. But until we have something, I have no way to judge it at all.
I mean, look, I think that there has been chatter among the corporate class, which went something like this: President Trump, we're going to talk to you through back channels. We're going to talk to you directly, but we need you to know that right now, the way that the tariff war this trade war has been conducted has such serious consequences for the U.S. economy that we're really staring at a possibility of recession, like at least a 50-50 chance. Even now, as you say, even if this is paused, even if there is some, you know, if this is the deal that we end up with, we still have higher tariffs. And if they are maybe applied with a little bit more precision, then we'll get more of a fair deal in this. But as you pointed out, if it's just slapped out there and it is done haphazardly, there is so much collateral damage. Yeah. And really, it's us. We are the collateral damage because consumers pay the price for this.
Yeah. 100% true. Quick, you know, obviously graduation season. I mean, this is one of those columns that's sort of like an annual thing with you, although I really like getting, you know, seeing direct feedback from people in the industries. The question I have about for you know, recent grads or people graduating right now going to the job market, how different is it than maybe a year ago or 2 years ago? Mm.
Well, I mean, it is different. It's a worse market for recent grads. It really is. And there are two reasons for that. We have seen that the unemployment rate for recent college graduates, and you think about that, anyone like sort of 22 to 27, is up from a year ago. So it's right now 5.8%. It's up from 4.6%. So that's number one. So recent grads have been some of the first people let go as the economy looked like it was weakening. And so that's one piece. And the other piece is that a lot of employers were dropping their expectations for hiring this year anyway, maybe because of the trade war, maybe because of economic uncertainty, don't know. So I think walking into this job market today is very different than it was certainly than 3 years ago. And of course, a little bit worse than a year ago. The labor data have held up pretty well. It's just not as robust. And so that's why I went out and did a little bit of a, like, please help me, give me some advice. And I thought that there was some really good advice in there from, I think more like, to me, it was much more interesting to hear from the 25 to 35 year olds than the than oldsters like me and maybe you. But, you know, we have different ways of looking at the world through our lens of being in the workforce for 20, 30 years. And I think the younger people were really interesting. And I especially was very interested in the idea of that so many of them were really talking about how the beginning of their careers were sort of like it was okay, but it didn't define them and it didn't define their journey. And I thought that was a very important thing, especially with the job market not being so hot.
Yeah, I mean, I think so many kids, I mean, my daughter's just finished her freshman year in college, so we're not there yet, but the expectation, the human nature that their career is going to be some linear path to greatness or something, you know, when the truth is you might not know what you want to do and you might hit a ton of adversity and you have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And let them know that's actually okay.
Yeah, and you know, I think that a lot of you know, a young woman who had been in like three different jobs by the time she's 26 said that the path is not linear, and I think that's also incredibly important. A lot of people went to school and they're like, I'm going to be a software engineer, and now the world's changing because of AI, and maybe that's, you're going to use AI, but maybe you're not going to do the exact thing you thought you were going to do. And by the way, I certainly didn't think I was going to be a full-time media person when I was on the trading floor of the Commodities Exchange in the late 1980s. That was not exactly where I thought I'd end up. So you can take twists and turns. I'm a little poorer, but much happier for my career zigzags.
Yeah, you got a brand. It's awesome.
I got a brand, yeah. But I don't got the money. But it's fun. It is a lot more fun. And hey, listen, it was instructive. I from the first moments that I was on the floor of the exchange, I knew that, like, watching men headbutt each other on a trading floor and spit at each other and call me really bad names was not going to be like the longevity trade for me. But I always thought I would stay a trader, and that lasted 5 years. That's it.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, and having done, you know, and before, you know, Maria, I don't talk to Maria Bartiromo at all anymore. But you know, to be a woman in either industry, to be honest with you, you have to be pretty tough.
That's me, baby. Yeah. Tough. 8 women, 800 men on the floor of the Commodities Exchange when I entered.
It's crazy. And go to JillOnMoney.com and to read. It's some really good feedback from people in the working world. Jill, have a great week. Thank you so much.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball.
all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.